What up, what up? It's your boy Vigo Saatchi. This is the Investor Show, and you're checking in with the investor genius, Prince Dykes. Let's get it.
Okay, okay. I gotta go through all these troubles just to find myself. But it's hard when the rest of the world is only worried about the wealth. It's funny how the only force around will pull you down. So I'm choosing to find gravity and I will push myself. So since I'm the only one, it's really hard to make acquaintances. And every time I try, I can't be at their conveniences. So friends is some vocabulary that is never lasting. And for every friend who shot me down.
And once again, we are back. This is the Investor Show. As always, this is your host, the Prince of Investing, Prince Dykes, coming all the way live from the beautiful state of Denver, Colorado. Don't forget to hit the like, subscribe, comment button below. Check out the description box to see all the great stuff we're doing around the globe and other platforms you can follow us on. But as always, I don't have a lot of time, and I definitely know you guys don't have a lot of time. So let's get straight into it. So one of the things I'm bringing up in this video, as you can see the description box, you can see the title, it may look a little crazy. Staying positive with a negative mindset. And what I say may sound a little crazy because, you know, of course, this is the Investor Show, the Financial Literacy Entrepreneur Show. And I usually stay on that topic, but I kind of want to bring you guys a little bit more of a real conversation. Things that I have going on in my mind, things that I go through and see and as I evaluate the world through my lens, and as always, I'm learning every day. But being positive with the negative mind goes so far, right? We sit in the world of investing. Right now, the market is down. We started taking a downturn around about October. It's not looking too good, and which is a good thing for me. I like it because it brings buying opportunities. And, it has nothing to do with the current president, the politics. Not that I'm a supporter of the current president, his politics. I'm not getting into that. But, hey, like I've been saying over and over, we know we've been in a bull market for the past, since 2009. So we were due for a turn down the market. And if that's what it turns into, a recession or another financial crisis, it happens about every 8-9 years. We move in cycles. We should know that. But the thing about it is, once we see we own the stock or we make an investment and we see our portfolio going down, we see our positions going down, we see things going down, we immediately turn negative and we think it's going to get worse. We think it's going to continue to go down. But on the contrary, when we see the market going up, guess what we think? We think the market is going to continue to go up, at least most of us, right? So even though we know that the market doesn't just go up, it just doesn't go down, it takes the stairs up. It takes the elevator down, but it takes the stairs. When you look at any market trends over a period of time, you're going to see up and down patterns. Now, the reason why I say this is, first, let's get into what is a negative mind. By nature, it's to my conclusion that most of us, as human beings, have negative minds, including myself. And I'm just being honest with myself and just evaluating things. And I love to stare in that mirror and be honest sometimes and say, why is this? Why is that? Let's be honest. Let's have a real conversation. And the first thing is when I'm doing work, I'm writing books, I'm studying, whether I'm making videos, chopping up videos, anything like that, going about my natural day, school, work, whatever, right? And guess what I always think of? I always have to have something negative going on. I have to watch it. Some bull crap that I know is bull crap. For prime example, rally shows, bull crap, drama that's going on, whether it's in sports, whether it's on social media or whatever. Even though I know I really in my heart don't care about it, nor it really doesn't affect my life, but it's something about that BS that make you just draw into it. We have to listen to it, or you just have to watch it. The difference is you must first recognize that most humans have a negative mind. Because once you first recognize, it's just like Alcohol Anonymous or a person that's addicted to cigarettes or anything else, drugs or whatever. Once you first acknowledge that you have a negative mind, you can start the path of rehabilitating yourself. The point I'm at now is I have a knowledge I have acknowledged that I have a negative mind. And what I have started to do was I've started to be able to know how to coexist with my negative mind to say. For prime example, when I'm doing schoolwork, I don't know if it's ADHD or whatever, but I have to have distractions going on to stay focused. If I get in a very quiet place where it's just me, it's a little bit harder for me to focus. But if I have like music playing in the background, if I have something else playing in the background or something else going on the television or something like that, then I can focus. Kind of crazy. Because one of my good friends, Andy, it's the complete opposite. Everything has to be quiet around him. No phone ring, anything for him to focus. And some people are like that. I have to have things around me. And it was something that I didn't learn until adulthood. That's why I started to perform better academically once I figured this out. You know, when I was a kid, hey, everybody get quiet, get in a quiet room. And it would be like force feeding me a Dima Tap, a cough syrup or something like that. You know, it would be so hard for me to focus on it. Not knowing that if I play music or turn the internet on, or I have to bounce back and forth between social media, bounce back and forth between websites in order to get through an assignment. That's just the way I am. But the thing about it is, when we look at our world, when we open up your social media, you open up the newspaper, you watch the news, you watch any television show, it's so freaking negative. I mean, one of the most depressing shows on television is the news. The news is so depressing. Why is it so depressing? Because they know that's what we want to see. Why do we have so much BS on TV and shows about BS? Because they know that's what we want to see. So when you look at the construct of YouTube and things like that, who are the people that's usually going to be leading the way? The people who are full of crap, just talk about crap, anything that's not going to stimulate your mind, that's what's going to lead. So guess what the media do? It's a business. They just give you more of it. Hey, we just can't have education and stuff and positivity all day. It gets to a point where people get tired of seeing positivity. You know, and when I really sat down and I saw it, I said, man, I don't think a show like The Cosby Show, how it was back in the 90s, could exist today. Because it was positive, positive dad, positive mom, children. It was so positive that, you know, what our negative minds are being constructed to today, that we'll be like, man, I'm tired of seeing this guy win. I want to see him leave his wife. I want to see him cheat. I want to see him get divorced. I want to see him go bankrupt. I want to see him get into a fight or anything, go to jail, you know, whatever. We are attracted to that, right? You can see it in the media all the time. You have to do, when you're doing something good, you're walking in your purpose, you're out here doing something positive, feeding the kids, feeding the homeless, sheltering the homeless. You have to struggle for attention. You have to struggle if you want attention. I mean, I'm not saying you're doing it for attention, but let's say if you did seek attention. For prime example, let's say you was feeding the homeless and you had a foundation and you needed donors and you needed more exposure for your foundation. And you would go to the media, you would go to the radio station or whatever outlets, and people more likely turn over on your story. You know, I don't know, we'll see, or we'll see what we can kind of work out. It's a hard pitch to get on television for positivity, because we know it doesn't sell. But now, let me turn off this podcast right now. Go out, rob the bank. I'm on the evening news automatically. No, I'm out here defrauding people. I'm a fraudulent person, lying to people, doing whatever the case may be, and openly doing this. And the news would take it on immediately, right? But on the reverse hand, say, hey, this guy's out here. He's doing this, doing that, you know, going to school, teaching kids, giving back to the da-da-da. You have to work 10 times harder for the media to finally say, wow, that's some good stuff. It's a hard pitch. Why is positivity such a hard pitch? It's such a hard pitch for mass exposure because they know people don't give a crap about it. When you are, look at these reality TV shows. These people are getting kicked off the show because they don't have drama in their life. Why are they kicking them off the show? It's not because they want them to have drama, because they know us as an audience and viewers don't want to see positivity all day. We want to see drama. We don't want to see you living in a nice house and having a nice family, you know, doing great business deals, everything just so good and hunky-dory with you. People will like a little bit of that, but they slowly get turned off by it. It's something that celebrities fall into all the time. At the beginning, when you're nothing, you're nobody, you're just starting out, everybody wants to see you win. Everybody wants to see you win until you win. Once you win, people get tired of seeing you win. You know, it's something that the great bodybuilder Lee Haney said, 8-time Mr. Olympia. He said, you know, when you go to Mr. Olympia 8 times, you eventually get to a point where people just get tired of seeing you. They just get tired of like, hey, you're back here again. You know, people just don't like positivity. And why is that? We all contribute to that, right? If I'm sitting down, strolling through my YouTube, Facebook, anything, social media, whatever, it's something positive, you know, I may watch it. I may watch it. Not saying I don't watch positive or I don't like it, but we're just talking about the natural state of your mind. If it's some BS, such and such got arrested, such and such goes to jail, such and such is dead, such and such got shot, anything like that or whatever, we automatically zoom into it. But when it's on the other hand, when it's something actually positive, oh, okay, that's cool. Something else, oh, okay, that's cool. That's why when you see certain people, that's why we turn on the TMZ and things like that, they always ask them a drama-filled question. Because we don't want to know about your next album coming out and that you're doing great. We want to hear what beef you're in. We want to hear what you got to say about another person. What about this movie, this project? So you can say that so I can clickbait people. That's why clickbait works. They put something negative. Look, man gets his head cut off. You know, and people are like, oh, man got his head cut off. Let me click onto that and come to find out it's something else. But I'm saying all this to say that recognize the natural state of your mind. You know, I've done it. I've been on social media, and I may have 20, 30, 40, 50 comments, right? Good job, Prince. You're doing your thing, and blah, blah, whatever, right? And I see one negative comment. Which comment do I zoom in on? Just take a wild guess. I automatically zoom in on. You know, or I may put up a YouTube video and get 20 thumbs up, and I may get one thumbs down. What do I automatically pay attention to? The one thumbs down. Why? Who thumbed it down? Why did I get 2 thumbs down? Whatever the case may be, you start to think about it. Even though you have 1,000 times more people saying positive things, you zoom in on the people who saying negative things, and 9 times out of 10, who are you going to respond to? The negative thing. Hey, listen here, girl or guy or whatever the case may be going on, I'm this or that. You start to plead your case even though you know it doesn't make any sense. That's why we have to be, you have to be mindful of that. And I thought that was very intriguing. You know, that's why we see what we see on television. That's why we promote what we promote. You know, people say, well, look at our music. Why can't it be more hip? Why can't it be more positive? Why hip-hop can't be more positive? Why pop music? Why do the girls have to be half naked and whatever the case may be? It's because that's what we want to see. We don't want to see consistent positivity all the time. Now, let's get down to it. How do you stay positive with a negative mindset? Knowing that your brain is automatically wants to attract to negative things. You know, this is what I do. I know that it wants to attract to negative things. I have to feed it. I can't avoid it. I can't just say, oh, I'm not going to do it. I might explode. So it's just like drugs. Someone who's an alcoholic, someone who's on crack, cocaine, whatever the case may be, I've never been on any of those things. Well, a little alcohol here and there. But I've never been addicted to anything. But I do know if you just take it away from a person, cold turkey, most people will struggle with that. Their body will go into withdrawals. They can't function. They can't focus if they make it through the withdrawals. So what I do is, I limit myself. I limit myself to a little of whatever the case may be. Even with phone conversations. Even though I know the phone conversation may be goofy, some of my best friends, we talk on the phone. Yeah, we'll spend a good bit of time and talk about bull crap, but I always bring it back to something positive. So I have to feed the inner beast, I like to call it. I have to turn on Facebook and turn on Instagram and turn on YouTube and play a video in the background as I write a book. I have to play certain type of music just so that I can write a blog, right? And this blog is positive if I don't know what. The book is positive if I don't know what. The next YouTube is positive as I don't know what. While I'm editing up a video, I'm editing up a podcast, I may play something crazy, but I'm feeding that negative mind in order to do something positive. But by knowing that's what it is, you're 10 times better. By knowing, hey, you know what? I notice what my brain wants to do. I'm not going to feed into it. All right. So that's a very interesting thing that I was thinking about. I played a track in the beginning by Worley. I really liked this song. So I'm going to play the complete song that I played in the intro. I'm going to play it here at the end. You guys enjoy this rest of the track, and I'm out of here. Peace.
Mizoku, this 666. Yeah. Okay, I gotta go through all these troubles just to find myself. But it's hard when the rest of the world is only worried about the wealth. It's funny how the only force around will pull you down. So I'm choosing to find gravity and I will push myself. So since I'm the only one, it's really hard to make acquaintances. And every time I try, I can't be at their conveniences. So friends is some vocabulary that is never lasted. And for every friend who shot me down, somehow I have outlasted. Blasted, yes I came from the county that counts down. Taking off on the rest of the world because I refuse to drown. Y'all would rather swim day by day to say you can't get by, but why would I stop there if I had the idea that I could fly? It was too much for them to handle, so they had to give me change. They refused to accept the fact that true power comes from the brain. Since I had a different way of thinking, I became the enemy. I looked up and asked for God to help me. No help came, so I realized that the real God is inside of me. Thinking that I was different, I had to ask why he confided me. And I realized the truth, that it wasn't just my time. But everyone on this earth has the chance to be divine. So now I'm Zeus, all alone, and you think there'd be a bonus. But every person in your life at some point may be cronus. And with this in mind, I had to pick and choose carefully. But instead life gave me lemons from an apple tree. Actually, it wasn't even fruit. Hell, nothing I could eat. And while enduring all this pain, I had to scavenge through these streets. Not scavenge for the money, but for anything to strive for. The music came along and it was something I would die for. Now I'm in this situation where it's money, music, or me. Triple M like 666, yeah these demons, boy they see. And money's something too simple, so I will never worry. But life is so damn short, so I feel like I should hurry. What am I supposed to do? What is really true? Hell, I don't know. I can't even recite to you the music that I made a month ago. Impossible, no, see anything is possible. You're too ignorant to see it, and that makes you irresponsible. Still lost in this life and I'm rarely giving in. Money ain't the answer or else I will be paid. Palm trees could save these people but they throw enough shade. So I'ma sit back and relax, but oh wait, there's a blade. Locked into my back, oh shit, not another one. If I had someone connect the scars, I swear they'd have too much fun. I ruined the knife and cut the tie, another bridge burned. You have many friends, you paid for them, but mine were truly earned. Maybe one of these days I won't fight this battle all alone. And maybe I should wave the white flag and bow down to the throne. But I'm not gonna stop now, so put the chrome up to my dome. I'll send this SOS until they see what's inside the zone.